the streets again today to demonstrate what he calls Operation Freedom. Some simply call it a coup attempt. Yesterday's protests were broken up by the Venezuelan military. On social media overnight, Guaido repeated his call for the armed forces to join the effort to remove socialist president Nicolas Maduro from power. But for now, Maduro seems very much in control. Here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Like past attempts to oust President Nicolas Maduro, the opposition seemed outmaneuvered. What Juan Guaido dubbed Operation Freedom triggered a familiar pattern of security forces using repressive tactics to crush pockets of youths, while millions of Venezuelans watched the drama unfold with a mix of fear and exasperation. The opposition's hoped-for split in the military didn't emerge. A plane to ferry Maduro into exile never took off. And by nightfall, one of the government's bravest opponents, Leopoldo Lopez, had quietly sought refuge with his family in a foreign embassy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's new emperor Naruhito has inherited the imperial regalia of sword and jewel, along with the seal of state and his personal imperial seal in his first official duty as emperor. In a brief speech, Naruhito said that he was filled with a sense of solemnity and promised to emulate his father, the now Emperor Emeritus Akihito. At 85, he turned over the throne to his son a day earlier. Naruhito said his father had performed each of his duties in earnest for more than 30 years, at all times sharing in his people's joys and sorrows. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are in Beijing for the latest round of talks with China as the world's two largest economies try to reach a resolution to their trade war. The two met today with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the main economic advisor to President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is said to be frustrated over U.S. Attorney General William Barr's portrayal of the